USA News. I'm Rich Johnson.
I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking to talk show host Hugh Hewitt on the new indictment of former President Trump.
I think this is going to be terribly divisive for the country. I also think it sends a terrible message to the wider world that looks at America as a standard of not only democracy, but of justice.
But former Missouri Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill has another opinion.
No one would ever think a president of the United States would be that stupid.
Reports say the former president faces 7 counts in the indictment. He's due to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday. It's starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up through much of the region. A lawmaker who's very familiar with smoke-filled skies every summer is not all that sympathetic to the Northeast's plight. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke released a video with him standing outside of the U.S. Capitol.
You know, I don't have any sympathy for politicians in Washington, D.C. that are complaining today about the forest fires in Canada. As you can see, or not see, even the Washington Monument. But a reminder that our forests need to be managed.
Turning to where the monument should be in the shot, Zinke said this is what happens when we don't manage our forests. Authorities in one California county are warning people about a new real estate scam. The criminals steal landowners' identities, pose as them, sell their properties for all cash at well below market value, then disappear with the money scattered to several foreign accounts. Speaking of cash, a lot of it is up for grabs in the country's two big lotteries. Tonight's Mega Millions prize has reached $240 million. Tomorrow's Powerball jackpot, more than $300 million. This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy, risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
The drought-busting winter has also busted a few records in the West. Colorado ski resorts had nearly 15 million visits during the ski season. That's up by about 8% from last year. Visits to Colorado resorts accounted for nearly a quarter of all visits to all U.S. ski areas last season. Encouraging news if your kid's looking for a summer job.
Teenagers 15 to 19 years old are expected to make up 18% of all summer hires this year. They're also being paid more, too. The average national wage for 15 to 19-year-olds is projected to reach $14.56 per hour this summer. Some employers prefer to hire teens during bouts of high inflation because they're less expensive. The share of teens working hit nearly 37% for all of last year. That's the highest since 2009, according to the Labor Department.
And that's correspondent Aaron Real. A federal court has ruled that playing explicit music at work could be grounds for claiming sexual harassment. It's a case in which warehouse workers were allowed to play what was called sexually graphic, violently misogynistic music while working. An employee filed a lawsuit against the company, but the suit was dismissed by a lower court. It said if both genders were offended by the music, it's not sexual harassment. Now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed that ruling. The new ruling says harassment need not be directly targeted at a particular plaintiff in order to pollute a workplace. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.